Welcome to the Lyric Podcast, a place where the lyrics get the stage. I will start this podcast series with a song called Dreams. But before we begin, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Eli, and I've decided to create this kind of podcast because of my love for lyrics. I have been writing lyrics from a young age. It got me through many things. Whether it was through my breakups, the long distance away from my mother, feeling lonely and defeated, or even through the best times of my life, such as my marriage and my beautiful son, the first house I bought, and the business I built with my very own hands. I believe in self-expression, and this should be the place where you can express yourself without judgment. I wanted it to come alive, and I hope at the end of this you will feel the same way too. We all come from different worlds, different backgrounds, and speak different languages. I speak three languages: Russian, Hebrew, and English. Russian is my mother tongue. We all know the Russian language is difficult to learn, but learning other languages is just as hard. The interest to learn and to improve any language is through persistence, and I was able to succeed by writing and reading poetry. Poetry for me is such an incredible way to verbalize the way I feel. Discovering all types of poetry and listening to the stories they tell is like enormous energy that was felt in my mind and soul. The lyrics in this episode will focus on something special to me and each and every one of you. Mama, or mom, or mother, or any way you call your mom, at some point she was there. I'm excited to read out the first song, so with no delay, I give you Dreams. Enjoy. I make my dreams come true, but it costs me you, my mama. 6,000 miles away from you, I'm caught up with my drama. In 97, I remember, you were there to make me grow. When I was just about 11, you worked so hard to get me clothes. And all the friends I thought I had, you were the only one to show. And I was watching how you struggle while we were living on the low. I'm dreaming big and often bigger. Each day my mind is on my figures. But never think that for a second I would refrain from being a believer. I'd love to write my history and talk about it later. I'm also trying not to worry about the haters. As I get older, all I worry about is you, mama. Can't seem to find my peace, can't seem to shake off all my traumas. I thought I found a piece of heaven while back when I was 17. I wasn't thinking about your health. On late December Eve 2007, you lived for me instead of living for yourself. The gift you gave me struck my mind forever. It was just laying on a shelf. Your dedication through the weather, you lived for me instead of living for yourself. I'm dreaming big and often bigger. Each day my mind is on my figures. But never think that for a second I would refrain from being a believer. I'd love to write my history. We'll talk about it later. I'm also trying not to think too much about the haters. As we get older, all I worry about is you, my mama. Can't seem to find my peace. Can't seem to shake off all my traumas. I would like to take the time to discuss what dreams meant to me. A reality of a dreamer is that a dreamer can envision other realities and see a bigger picture. I'm dreaming to be able to express myself. Dreaming to be able to fly before I die. Dreaming to be able to make a difference, a change which begins with me. Dreaming to be able to express my feelings and escape the negativity. I want to come to a point in my life where I have no longer have to choose and be free. As much as I used to love spending time writing and perfecting my lyric abilities, I never got the chance to show them or let alone read them to my mother. Till this day, her dedication for my well-being sticks in my brain. If someone says you give what you get, they are correct. So here I am showing you my pain, in another dimension, in hopes to find my cure. I'm at the age 33, where we usually start appreciating things more, like our parents and our families. Our connection to our roots deepens and we become interested in our history more than ever before. We definitely start remembering everything we did wrong against our parents and how we hurt them in the past. We hurt through every moment that has been relived from those memories. As we wrap up this episode, if you wish to submit your lyrics and or lyric ideas to be selected and featured, all you have to do is email to lyricpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Your inspirations are welcome. Thank you for those who are listening to the Lyric Podcast, where the lyrics get the stage. Peace.